Welcome to Between a Talk and a Hard Place, a podcast for women bringing you down-to-earth conversations about the realities of our real-life experiences. I'm your host, Lizette McKenzie, author, self-help and mental wellness advocate, and sister in love, life, and the pursuit of happiness and understanding. From situations to situationships, I'll be bringing discussions about the challenges women face from day to day, but don't talk about enough as we navigate this thing called life. All right, all right, all right, ladies. Today we are going to be gathered gracefully about our wellness habits or lack thereof. We have a responsibility to ourselves that many, many, many of us do not acknowledge as much as we should. And we're going to talk about it. With me today, hold on, let me get me a drink of water because this is about to be a long one. Wait a minute. I got to make sure my voice is proper. So with me today is the wellness encourager, Shaniqua Johnson, RN. She is an international inspirational speaker, best-selling author, dual entrepreneur. I really think it's more than dual, but we'll just stick to the dual. Dual entrepreneur, wellness specialist, and legacy builder. She is the CEO of A Better You, where she specializes in helping busy moms take better care of themselves so that they can live their best lives mentally, physically, spiritually, and financially, so they can continue to love and lead their families. She's the lead trainer slash wellness strategist at A Better You Academy, which offers online training and accountability for women looking to improve their health and wellness. She is also the CEO of Stronger Through Faith, where she helps people who have a story. She helps them write, publish, and market their literary legacy. Shaniqua has also penned 7 solo book projects and 4 collaborative book projects. Woo chow. If all of that and a bag of chips was a person, it would be you. So welcome, Shaniqua.
Thank you.
Had to wet my whistle on that one. I had to wet my whistle on that one.
Yes. I am doing quite a bit, you know, and I think sometimes as creatives, we always have to get ourselves into something. This is what gives us purpose, what makes us feel purposeful. So we're constantly doing stuff. And the things that I have chosen to do or was chosen to do is just really to leave my mark on this world. How can I assist the people of the world? How can I lend my voice? How can I do my part? And I believe we all have a part to play. That's why we're all here. So I'm just trying to use my 24 hours to the best of my ability. That's all I'm here to do.
And you are doing it. So guys, yesterday Shaniqua had an awesome virtual action planning workshop event, Strength to Shift Your Ish. And baby, when I tell you she had us working on our goals, I mean, just that. There was no getting sidetracked. Everyone was focused, and she provided us with the tools we needed to get clearer on our objectives. So kudos to you. Thank you. That was a job definitely well done.
Oh, thank you. I had a lot of fun doing it. You know, goal setting is super important to me because, you know, as a busy woman, and all these multiple facets that I'm working in, I got to find a way to stay focused. And if I don't have an end goal in mind, then I'm just spinning around, you know, looking foolish, basically. But I love goal settings. And I compare what we did at the event, at the action planning event. I usually compare it to vision boards because people, they know about vision boards. They don't know what an action planning workshop. They don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. So I compared it a lot to vision boards. So you have these vision board parties and you go and you cut out pictures and colorful. You put the ribbon and the glitter. You make it look real, real pretty of all the things you visualize yourself having. But where do you go from there? So right. Yes, you know, and I can tell you a little bit about some of the vision boards that I've done. I've got, you know, living in on an island. I've got, you know, all these international travel. Okay, you got all of these big plans. I got my personal chef on there. But how do you get it?
Right.
And I know we're big on this manifesting, so you speak it into existence. Baby, that's nice that we have that faith that we can speak things, but we also have some things that we have to put some action behind. Because again, faith without works is dead. Yes, you can speak it, but there has to be sometimes this, it's required for you to put some work behind it. So if you don't know how you're going to get that personal chef, if you don't know how you're going to do all of this international travel, then what did you do it for?
Right.
Because it's pretty, because it's colorful. It made you feel good because you were being creative. But then where do you go from there? And don't get me wrong, I don't knock vision board parties. I've hosted vision board parties myself. I love vision board parties. But I need something more than the glitz and the glam. Mm-hmm. I need a strategy. And if you don't give me a strategy to help me manifest what it is that I want, I mean, I got an active imagination, baby. I can dream it up. Mm-hmm. Please believe I can dream it. But how do I get it?
Right.
And that's what that action planning workshop was all about. We got that strength back. We got our strength back. To take care of that ish we got to do.
Yep.
Because there's no getting around it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know behind the scenes, I was telling Shaniqua while I was in her workshop, my husband went out to Walmart and the place that likes to take all my money. He went out to Walmart and he got me a juicer and he got some fruits and a couple of veggies. And one of the things I put on my list was to start eating healthier, just mm-hmm. overall, just being a healthier person. I dibble and dabble every now and then, but I wanted to kind of get more serious about it. So my husband being nosy was looking over my shoulder and he saw what I wrote and he went out and he got me, the juicer. And so I started yesterday. I started my juicing kick and healthier eating yesterday. So, you know, I'm hoping that I commit to it because a lot of it is about committing. You know, it's one thing to write it down. It's mm-hmm. another thing to get the guidance you need to go on this journey. But then you also have to commit to it.
Yes.
So, and I think that's a lot of, that's some place where people get stuck at. But so before we even get into that, when some people hear or think wellness, because you are the wellness encourager.
Yes.
When some people hear or think wellness, they might automatically relate that to medical health. But wellness, although it can venture into the medical aspects of life, it's a proactive approach, while medical is reactive. So it's about prevention, healthy lifestyles, and optimum well-being. What made you, what got you to that point, to this point where you wanted to help people commit to see where they needed to make changes and commit to making those changes?
There's a long answer and then there's a short answer.
I want the long answer. We don't want no shortcuts here.
Well, the long answer takes me back to when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes me back to when I was a child, and I am an encourager by nature. I have been caring and compassionate from childhood. And I think that's what led me into the nursing profession mm-hmm. was just that innate natural ability to have the heart for people. So being a nurse working in the hospitals and I've done home care, I've done a little bit of every area of nursing. And one of the things that we used to joke about were the individual, and not joking in a bad way, of course, but we used to have people who were constantly there, mm-hmm. like as if they had worked there. They mm-hmm. were constantly there. They were like these, this revolving door. We mm-hmm. would, we would teach them, we would give them medication, they would go for their procedure, and then we would send them out the door, and give or take a week or so, they'd be right back. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, Nurse Shaniqua. And I'm like, I thought you were good. What happened? And they're like, well, what happened was, mm-hmm. and it's like, dude, like, and they really get comfortable. They know everybody by name. They know everybody's shift. Oh, is Mark working tonight? You shouldn't even be that familiar with the hospital setting. And don't get me wrong. I know individuals are very, you know, health can be a very complex entity. Mm-hmm. However, I had to look at it from a different point of view to say, why are these people coming back? Mm-hmm. I thought I was a good nurse. I thought I had did everything. I gave them the pills on time. Mm-hmm. I made sure they got to their tests, their procedures. Like, what did I do that made you come back? Mm-hmm. You know, maybe I was too good and you loved me and you missed me and you wanted to come back to see me. But I would never want you to not be equipped to manage yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's when I started to see there was a glitch in the system. We're in the hospitals, we're teaching for that moment, we are giving the medications, doing the procedures for that moment to temporarily get you out the door. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like we're putting band-aids on a situation and say, okay, let's hope it stays on while you're in the shower.
Right.
But if not, we got to put another band-aid on and another band-aid and another band-aid. And the problem that actually lies there is not being addressed.
Right.
So that's what made me shift my thinking. And then I said, okay, I got this now. I think I got this now. Maybe if I teach you about preparing and taking better care of yourself, not just how to take the medicine, how to give yourself the injection. No. It goes beyond that. If I teach you how to take care of yourself, so possibly maybe you won't need the medication, or you won't, may not need as much of it, or maybe the medication will be able to work better because now it's going into a healthier body.
Right.
So it was that expansion on my thinking that helped me to evolve as a nurse to now extend what it was that I was trained to do. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of added a coating or shellacking to it to really focus a little bit more on wellness, on people's wellness.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the longer version of it. The shorter version of it was me.
Uh-huh.
I decided to make a change in the way I practice nursing for me.
Perfect.
To make me feel better, to make me be the most purposeful in life that I could possibly be. So if you want the politically correct, it was about the people taking on. But if you want the real to real, it was inner work mm-hmm. that got me to this point.
Mm-hmm. And with wellness, because even with me, thinking about wellness is taking medication, making sure I don't get sick, but it's more that was more medical. Wellness is preventing the need to take the medication, preventing the weight gain if you're worried about your weight, preventing the depression, preventing, the mental. There's so much to it. And you go hard. Like when you're encouraging, you go hard. I'm not even gonna lie. Sometimes I'm like, this woman has a battery pack on, like, where do you get it? Do they sell it in Home Depot? Where do you get this battery pack from? Because you go so hard on prevention. Yes. You go hard on changing your lifestyle. You go hard on living a better life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
How do you apply that? Tell me one thing that you do in your day-to-day that helps you get through the day, especially now in this climate? How do you get through the day?
I drink water and mind my business.
Can you bottle that up? And if you were able to bottle that, you know what? You might not, because people don't like to mind their own business. You might not make a lot, but I'd certainly buy it.
But you know, honestly, you know, the real answer is very similar to that. I focus on me. Uh-huh. I mind my business. And when I say I mind my business, the business is me. Uh-huh. I am my business. So what do I need? And we all out here. And again, I'm a nurse, so I know about wanting to be the savior and, you know, got the cape on trying to help everybody else out. Uh-huh. But at the end of the day, the only person that you can truly help is you.
That's right.
So when you are together, then you can handle other people. Uh-huh. And you can help other people. But we neglect us as a self-sacrifice. We think that's what we're supposed to do in order to be a good mom or in order to be a good nurse or whatever your profession is. We make these self-sacrifice, and honestly, you should focus on you.
Mm-hmm. And it is not selfishness. Mm. People misunderstand what focusing on you and being selfish is. It really is. Mm-hmm. Because when you're being selfish, you don't care about anyone else. You don't care about what they're going through. You don't care about their needs. But when you're focusing on you, you want to get better so that you can continue to care about what other people are doing or, you know, how other people are feeling. If you're not good, you can't do anything for anyone else. Mm-hmm. You cannot do anything for anyone else. And y'all, behind the scenes, Shanique was preaching to me. She was telling me about myself. And I do quite a bit of things, but sometimes I get caught up and I need her to bring me back down. And we have been friends for a long, long time. And I need her to talk me off the ledge sometimes. I'm human, and I am grateful to the fact that I have someone that can talk me off the ledge and gather me all the way up and let me know that while I am doing a good job, I need to just slow down. I need to smell the roses. I need to get my stuff, my ish together.
Yes, right. Now you got together. The strength to do that, right? Yes, because absolutely. What it boils down to is focusing on what it is that you were called to do. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know what you were called to do, then that's where you need to focus your time, your effort, your energy, is trying to soul search and figure what that is.
Mm-hmm. And that was going to be my next question to you. What are the telltale signs that you've seen that someone could benefit from a wellness coach?
I think everybody could benefit from a wellness coach. Mm-hmm. Because wellness is about your well-being. That's another name for it. It's your mm-hmm. well-being. It's not a set it and forget it. It's not a Band-Aid. It's not something that you seek when, like, as a result of something else. It is a continuous mm-hmm. input into your system. Like, for instance, our cell phones. Uh-huh. We charge up our cell phones on a regular basis, on a daily basis. Sometimes you have to do it more than once a day. When your battery starts to get old and worn out, uh-huh. you have to charge it more than once a day. Or better yet, than old and worn out, how about burnt out? Uh-huh. So, you know, when you leave it plugged up to the charger too long, it burns the lifespan of your battery out. So we have to constantly recharge up our battery. Uh-huh. So if we're all, I mean, people know that. Everybody knows that. You got 7-year-olds who know, where's the charger? I need the charger. Right. I need to charge my iPad. Like, you got little people who know the concept of recharging. So why don't grown people know the concept of recharging? So wellness is a continuous uh-huh. input to yourself so that you're not sick and you don't infect anybody else.
Right.
Because your sickness does indeed carry weight that can quote unquote infect someone else.
Absolutely. And even with hearing that, I think some people, it might still go over their heads that mm-hmm. they may be in need of guidance when it comes mm-hmm. to their wellness. So what are some of the most common obstacles that people have when it comes to addressing their lifestyle and the changes that they need to make?
Support. Mm-hmm. Support is one of them. Mm-hmm. Motivation mm-hmm. is another, because everybody thinks we need to be motivated to do so. Oh, the question prior to that, you had mm-hmm. asked me about the telltale yeah. signs, one of which is the yo-yo effect, mm-hmm. or the constantly, like that revolving door, like I was talking about mm-hmm. the patients in the hospital constantly coming back. So mm-hmm. if you're in a situation, a health situation where it keeps coming back, like weight loss, mm-hmm. I'm not talking to nobody. I'm just putting it out in the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. We lose weight, we gain weight. We lose mm-hmm. weight, we gain weight. It's like a yo-yo effect. Mm-hmm. That's a telltale sign that we need wellness. Because you know what? If you were eating healthy as a part of your habit, you wouldn't be going back and forth, back and forth. And if you did go back and forth, it would be because something has changed in your environment, mm-hmm. in your health, that has caused you to do that. Not just because.
Right.
Not just because. So where we're at now, people need to arm themselves with the knowledge and the wisdom in order to just do better. Right. To just do better. But a lot of people don't do better because of their environment. Hereditary. Oh, I eat the greasy, fatty foods because that's what I was served when I was a kid. So I learned to cook in that manner. Okay, well, life has changed. The environment has changed. So maybe you're not as active as you were when you were 10 and you were racing your friends in the yard. Mm-hmm. You're a full grown woman. You ain't running nowhere.
Right.
You're not running nowhere. So circumstances change, environment changes, genetical factors, like things change. But support is one of those reasons why a lot of people say they can't get it done. The motivation is another reason. Oh, I'm not motivated to do it. Okay, then die. Like, I don't mean to sound, you know, rude or anything, but it's like, What's your outcome going to be? Mm-hmm. If you don't take care of your body, then you're looking at a sooner death.
Right.
And I know there's always that person, well, death can happen. You know, somebody, you can walk out the door and somebody can hit you with their car and there. Yeah, we know things can happen. But what do you do to take charge of you? Mm-hmm. So yeah. The fact that you don't have motivation means you're not going to take care of you? Okay. But you go hard without motivation to take care of somebody else.
Yep.
There's no pep rally for you to get up in the morning to go to work. There's no parade. There's no ticker tape parade going on to celebrate you and honor you when you get there. But you manage to get there anyway.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we need to take the same concept and apply it to our wellness.
Yeah, those are excuses. And another one I know I've used in the past, money. I don't have the money to do this. I don't have the money. A lot of the times you don't need the money. And especially now, everything is on social media. Mm-hmm. You can find lots and lots of things on social media. If you don't have the money, it's all about how you are allocating your yes. time.
Yeah.
Instead of going on social media and looking up celebrity business, why don't you go on social media and look up people who are doing exercises, who are showing you how to exercise
for free?
Right. Everything doesn't require money. Sometimes you do have to invest in yourself. Sure. Everything is not free. Sometimes mm-hmm. you do have to decide that you need to invest in yourself. But you can definitely afford it, because look at the things you're affording now. that you essentially need to cut out of your life. That should be a part of your wellness journey and cutting it out. If you can cut out some of those things, you can afford a lot of things that you really need.
Your Starbucks habit. Mm-hmm. You got to stop in Starbucks every day. That $10 habit, mm-hmm. but you don't have $10 a month mm-hmm. for gym membership.
Absolutely. It's all about reallocating your thoughts and your efforts.
That's right.
What now? You had the workshop yesterday, mm-hmm. and you do have another workshop coming up. You're planning another workshop. What is next for you? Let us know what we can expect to see and learn from Shaniqua Johnson, the everything person.
There's always going to be a next for me because this is one of my prayers. One of my prayers is always for more. So God is just manifesting a prayer that I've prayed many, many years ago about more. Creative people need more. We get bored. We don't like to be sedentary in one thing. So we like to be able to shift and go on into the next realm. And part of that is about me teaching myself a new skill. It's about challenging me. I told you I'd be drinking water and minding my business, right? It's about me. It's about me first. And then other people get to benefit from what I'm learning about me. So, my next conference is going to be my faith. It's going to be Faith to Move Your Ish. Yep. Uh-huh. Faith to Move Your Ish barrier breaking workshop. Because I understand once we create the action, there are going to be some roadblocks. Uh-huh. I know that. We put the plan together. We plug things on the calendar. We got it. We got the alarm set. But something always comes up. So we're going to crash those down. So I have that conference that's coming, that workshop that's going to be coming up in March. I am also adding, as if I needed to add, I am adding another title to my already lengthy repertoire. So you gave the short, and that was the short bio, that by the way.
Short, yes.
Gave that, but we're actually adding another title. And the title that's being added is television host. So I am the host, the proud host of The Heart of the Matter with Shaniqua Johnson RN. Nice. So we're going to be having heart-to-heart conversations about healing and wholeness for your mental health. Because that's an area that people are not talking enough about. We've got those silent survivors, because they don't want folks in their business. Uh-huh. So they are silently struggling with mental health issues. But guess what? They've overcome it. And they're still, or maybe they haven't even overcame it. Maybe they're dealing with it, but they're still being productive. So they're still getting their ish done in spite of it. And those are the people who I'm going to have on my show. And we're going to spotlight. Yes, we're going to talk about the issue. You know, you got to tell the truth, shame the devil. So we're going to bring out what the issue is, whether it's grief, whether it's depression, whether it's anxiety, whether it's stress, burnout, whatever that issue, that struggle that they've dealt with, we're going to talk about that. But we're not giving excuses to it. It's not going to be about, whoa, it's me, look at me, feel bad for me. No, it's about what I've accomplished in spite of it. What I've accomplished while dealing with it. Mm-hmm. So for myself, while dealing with depression, because yes, I do suffer with depression. And yeah, I'm full of energy and everything, but I still have my struggles.
Right.
And people don't see that. They don't see it unless you wear it on your chest. Mm-hmm. But I can still achieve and have these mental health issues. Why? Because I don't let them take over my life. Right. I recognize them, I deal with them, and I move on. So I'm going to be talking to people on The Heart of the Matter with Shaniqua Johnson RN. We're going to be talking about those individuals just like me, just like you, who are still handling their ish.
Right.
Still getting it done.
I can't wait.
Oh, and I got a newsletter. Yes.
I was just about to say, get on that mailing list.
Yes, yes, yes. Everybody needs to get a copy of my wellness newsletter. It is called The Wellness Encounter. And what I love about it is that it's a weekly newsletter that gets emailed to you, and you're going to get information, right? Because I'm a nurse, I got to give you the information, but you're also going to get inspiration. It's going to give you some things that you're going to have to ponder. It even gives you some work, because I'm a teacher too. So yeah, you're going to get a little bit of homework every week, but it's self-work. It's work that you can now apply and implement in your own life to take a baby step to becoming better. Because like we mentioned earlier, wellness is a continuous flow. And even if you feel like I'm good, okay, that doesn't mean you stop handling your wellness or your well-being. You keep doing what it is that you're doing. You add a little sprinkle more in there in case the weather changes or the moon shifts in a different alignment, that you are still well covered. So the Wellness Encounter is your weekly wellness newsletter that's going to give you that information and inspiration so that you can implement to become a better you. So people, you got to get on that. You got to get on it. And you'll find that information at thewellnessencounter.com. So thewellnessencounter.com. And I think you got to put that HTTP, you know, the dots and lines, you got to put that there. But it's wellnessencounter.com. And that is where you're going to sign up once you get on the list. And you got to make sure you check your spam, because you know how anything messages gets, sometimes it gets dumped into spam. So let your email server know that you know me, you trust this information, and you've been waiting for this information so that you can start to have your wellness. And it's free. It's free. You don't have to do anything but check your email.
Yeah. Once and I'm gonna leave her links. I will add her links, attach it to this podcast so you all can get in contact with her. But she is at Facebook and Instagram, Shaniqua Johnson RN, and she's on Clubhouse.
I'm dusting off that microphone. I'm getting back on there, because that's where the people are at. You gotta go where the people are at. We gotta stop speaking to these empty spaces.
Yeah.
Right. We gotta go where the people are. So yeah, I'm on Clubhouse.
And you know what? And you need to change your environment. And it goes back to support.
Yes.
If your wellness, if you're looking to make changes to your wellness habits, to your lifestyle habits, there's something about where you are, the space that you're in right now, that is not accommodating where you are meant to be, where you're meant to be happy, comfortable, where you're meant to grow. So you need to change your environment. And that starts with the people that you interact with. So get on Clubhouse.
We get comfortable in what we know. Yeah. Oh, I like Facebook better. I'm comfortable on Facebook. Okay, but the people are waiting on Clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
But the people are on IG. They want to see. They want to see something on IG. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they're on Twitter. They waiting for your, you know, prolific words to come flying down from the cyber sky. Like, mm-hmm. you have to, if you say you want change, you do need to change your environment and go. Right. So if you're wasting your energy and your effort on these individuals who you can't trust, who can't support you, but you're always there to support them, then it's time for you to take that energy and expend it to someone else.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you, Shaniqua. This has been very informative. As always, you have preached to the people. You have preached.
We all need to be better. And it does start with how we take care of us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Is there anything else you want to share before we head out?
Well, I just want your listeners to know that help is there. Absolutely. We don't have to do this by ourselves. You know, as you mentioned, not everything has a price tag. Some things are free. Like my event, my workshop was free.
Mm-hmm.
But people, you know, they choose, like, because we all have a choice. Nobody's forcing you.
Right.
But you have to decide to choose better. And even if you've been doing something for a long period of time, you have to get out of that comfort zone.
Right.
Absolutely. Because nothing's going to grow. Nothing's going to change as long as you stay in that area of comfort. So get out there, people, and get yourselves a little bit uncomfortable. I know you don't like to talk to people. This one over here don't like to be on the camera. I mean, you're not alone in this. People are like that.
I hate camera.
You got to do it anyway. Got to do it scared.
And you know what? Sometimes you have questions. It doesn't cost a thing to ask a question. So if you want to reach out to Shaniqua, what's your email address?
info@shaniquajohnsonrn.com.
You can reach out to Shaniqua. It don't cost a thing to ask a question, but it costs a lot when you don't make changes to better your well-being. So yes. Shaniqua, thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate you. Guys, I will put her contact information down in the link, and please reach out to her and don't miss out on her next workshop. I'm hoping that she will have a replay of her last. We have had this discussion.
Yes.
I'm hoping that she will have a replay. I guarantee you, if she does, you'll gain so much from it. And, look out for her next workshop. It is well worth it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
All right. Keep the conversation going. Join the Facebook group Between a Talk and a Hard Place and share your thoughts about this week's episode. And don't forget to look for me on Instagram at Between a Talk and a Hard Place or at Life Lessons and Love Sessions. Make sure you hit that follow button and tell a friend to tell a friend. Until next time and forever, I hope you manifest the day you deserve.